Alrighty, shalom everybody. I feel that we are Baruch Hashem. Yishenichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha. We are already in the Tekufa of Adar. Purim is upon us. Now, according to all the shittas in the Gemara, at least, you know, there are two shittas in the Gemara about when you could be Shol and Midarshan. Yes? There's one shita which is 30 days before, the other shita is 2 weeks before. Right? It's a machlokas, as when Moshe Rabbeinu taught about Kiddush HaChodesh. It may have been on Rosh Chodesh proper, and if it was on Rosh Chodesh proper, then you're only Shol Vidarsh 2 weeks before. Either way, less on the Palag, Baruch Hashem, we're in the Tekufa of preparation. And being that we just read Parsha Shkalim last week, and we'll have the opportunity, Bez Hashem, to give the Machatz Shekel, I wanted to spend some time discussing some of the halachos which surround Machatz Shekel. The minhag of giving the Machatz Shekel. So let's start with the Shulchan Aruch, okay? So Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Megillah of Purim Siman Tav Reish Tzadi Dalet Sif Aleph. Chayev Kol Echad Litin Lefachos Shnei Matanos L'Shev Yonim. Okay, the mitzvah Matanos L'Shev Yonim. Haga says Rama Yisrael Mishiyish Litin Kodem Purim Machatzis Min Hamadbeya Hakavua Ba'osu Makom Ba'osu Zman. There is an additional minhag too. Give a half of a madbeya. That is the half coin in the currency which you're currently living. Zeicher l'machatzis ha-shekel. This is a zeicher l'machatzis ha-shekel. Shayu nosim ba'adar. They used to give one another. U'miachar sheshlosha pamim kasu truma b'parsha. And after it says truma, this giving over three times in the parsha, yishli tin gimel. You should give three half shekelim. Fine. According to Mordechai. V'yesh litno b'leil parim kodim shim smalim mincha. And according from the Mariel, the minhag to give it before mincha on erev Purim, chinuag and mechalim dinozelo, and that's taka the minhag. If you usually tin gimel chatzam gedolim dinozelo, you have to give three large coins. Kiin matbeya shesham machtzes aleim beladzo. When it's osreich gitnu gimel chati viner, okay, he's giving some currency that they had, shakaro gamchei machatzes, v'chein l'kol medina medina, v'in chayv litin rak mishu mi ben esrit mamala. The minhag is only to give, you know, somebody who is above the age of 20. Okay, that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. The Ramah. The yesh omrim shenos machatz shachal, l'tztaka mulvad gimel machatzes elu v'ino hagin. Okay, now maybe you have to give three in addition to the tzaka giving, but that's not the minhag. So we say, just to point out a couple of things, is the minhag will give three half shekels for the machatzis shekel, zeichel machatzis shekel, that and in Adar in particular. And it seems to be that the Shulchan Aruch says that you give it when, at what age, from me'asrim m'shanah l'mala. Okay. So the question is, why do we give machatzis shekel? What's the purpose behind this? So I want to go through a couple of approaches that we could say as to the nature and reason why we give machatzis shekel. So let's see approach number one. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kaf Mem Aleph Sif Hey, Noagin Litin Kodem Purim Machatzis Min Abadbeya Hakavua Ba'osu Makom Ba'osu Zman. Okay, similar to obviously the Shulchan Aruch. Zeich L'Machatzis Shekel. Why shall you nosnin ba'adar letzorach hakarbanos? Why would they give this in order for the karbanos? This is something that we learned about. I'm sure you know. We saw uminag litein shlosha machatzis mishum the parshas kitis aksiv shlosha pamim truma, as it says in the Ramah, it says three times truma in the parsha. V'nosim be'erev lefnei kriyas megillah, and you give it before kriyas megillah. Mechalkanos laniyim, and you give it up to the poor people. Katan pater, and a katan is pater. V'im avin nosim bishvilo pamachas chayiv la'olam. But if the father gives initially for the katan, then he's chayiv forever. Then shlosha esrei shana yeshurim dechayiv yeshurim depater ad sheiben esrim. Okay, what about somebody who's 13 years old? Machlokes. Some people say he's chayiv. Some people say he's not chayiv. Pashat, somebody who is esrim is chayiv. And if the father gives for the son, so then what's halacha? He's chayiv forever. Where does he get that from? He gets that from the Rambam. The Rambam, I think it's in Hilchos Shkalim.
Who's chayiv?
What? The father is chayiv to continue giving for him forever until obviously he is able to stand on his own 2 feet and give the machatzis shekel himself. I believe it's from the Rambam in Hilchos Shkalim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalit or Zion. Now I'm forgetting. Which one?
After 20, or even what? If he gives him the son's like 9.
What do you say?
Is that if he gives after the son's 20, or even if he gives after when the son's like 9?
No. I think he's talking about when it's a katan. If the father gives for the katan, who is not obligated, so then he's chayiv to give forever. So, approach number one, we said, is lezecher for the korbanos. It's interesting to think about, we'll have to come back to this, there seems to be machlokas about what is the age, right? Is it katan? Seemingly is pater. Now, if the katan's pater, you have to ask yourself the question then, why, if the katan's pater, if the father gives,
is he obligated
for the rest of his life? Another question you want to ask yourself, why is it machlokas about 13, right? If it's for the truma, which is mentioned in Parshas Ki Tisah, which is Parshas Shkalim, what's clear? What does it say over there?
20.
Okay. So what does that have to do with 13? Okay. So we'll come back to that. Okay. Second approach. Ready? Second approach. The Gemara Maseches Megillah tells us something very important in the Agat of the Gemara. Amar Yishlokas Goli V'Yodulif Neimisha Amar V'Haya Olam. It was known before the Ribbono Shalom, Sha'asid Haman Lishkol Shkolam Al Yisrael. That what was Haman going to do? Lishkol Shkolam Al Yisrael. He's going to collect money in order to do what? To kill Am Yisrael, offer a tachas, verosh, etc. Lefikach, Hikdim Shkolayim Lishaklo. So what do? We are makdim our Nesinas Hashkolam in order to counteract Haman's negative Nesina Sashkalim. Behind it, Tadan, Be'echad Ba'adar, Mashmim Alashkalim, Val Ha Kalayim. What do we, that, therefore, that's what we do. We start our being Machrits for the Shkalim. We start Machrits for the Shkalim. And, what's the other again? On the first of Adar. Now, what does that have to do with the first of Adar? Why did they collect the money? For the Korbanos, they collected the money for the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, which is exactly what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says as well. Now, it's interesting, what's the connection there? Like, who cares? Like, I know they both have money associated with them, but is there any fundamental connection existing between the Korbanos, the Shkolim for the Korbanos, and the Shkolim that Haman was going to use in order to destroy us? So, there's a beautiful maral. You can look in the footnote of the Chavrus. I found it there, because I don't really have marals on me. And he explains quite beautifully the following idea. Ready? The Hashkalim Shi Yisrael knows the Mitzarech HaKarbonos. Right? So he's basically asking the implicit question, like, what does one have to do with the other? I know they're both Shkalim, but who cares? Heim Ki'ilu Hikrivu Atzmam El Hashem Yisbarach. That what did we do? What's the purpose of bringing a Karbon? Anybody know the purpose of bringing a Karbon? It's as if you did it yourself, right? Take a look at the Ramban at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, as well as Rabbeinu Mechaya. Look at what was the first carbon that we're made aware of? Actually, not exactly.
Kain
and Hevel. What? We have Kain and Hevel, so it's not really good. What? Right, I'm thinking about Kiddush Yitzchak. If you look at what happens in the Kiddush Yitzchak, right? Which is basically the consecration of Har HaMoriah. That's the first time that we hear of Har HaMoriah in the Torah. There are midrashim that say that Noach and Adam and others brought korbanos in Har HaMoriah, but in terms of the actual text of Pesukim, the only time that we see Har HaMoriah is by Akedah Yitzchak, and what that's a consecration of the Makom HaKorbanos. If that's a consecration of the Makom HaKorbanos, what happened there? Think about what happened. Arvin was about to shecht his son, and it said, what does he do? He brings a korban instead of Yitzchak. What's the imagery? It's obvious. That really, you're makir of yourself, you belong to the Ribbono Shel'olam, and instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite midas harachamim, will switch you for a korban instead. It says the maral, therefore we offer korbanos, it's as if we're makir of ourselves. V'lachin hikdim shkolim l'shalkol shel Haman, and therefore that's the idea of being makdim our shkolim to the shkolim of Haman. Why? The al yidei shkolayim Yisrael heim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that through the giving over of the Shkalim, we really belong not to Haman, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lechen kvar I efshar l'machrim l'Haman. And therefore, no matter how much money Haman would want to come up with, he would not be able to, quote-unquote, buy the rights to destroy Am Yisrael. And that's apparently what the Gra says. Sh'achashriyash nasa nesyishol l'Haman b'toros b'chira. That the way in which Haman was looking to pay, give the money to Haman, to Achashverosh, in order to have the right, it was a mechira, but if we're already purchased by somebody else, then he has no right to go on and buy us, and he quotes with the grizz, something else. Okay, so approach number two is that What was it there for? Of course, it's or to be machetz for the karbanos. But why do we do it? Why do we give machetz to shekel? Not just for the karbanos, but also exactly to be machdim ourselves as giving over ourselves to the ribono shalom. In this way, how much shekelim have no effect? Okay, last approach, which can be seen in the many of the mafarshim point to this. Is as follows. Let's read the psukim of Parsha Shkalim together. Vayedaber Hashem al Shalemor. Kisisa es rosh bnei Yisrael v'kudehem v'nasu ish kofer nafsho l'Hashem b'vkod osam v'liyav v'negav b'vkod osam. Okay, that a person needs to give kofer nafsho, and therefore when we're going to be counted, there won't be a plague. What happened? Who counted when there was a plague? David and Elkanah, there was a very big bad plague. Okay. Zal you know, this way you have to give Kala Avera Pikudim, Machatis HaShakal, B'Shakal Kodesh, everybody gives a half. Estrim Gira, Shakal Kodesh, Machatis HaShakal, Truma Lasham. Kala Avera Pikudim, Estrim Shamal, Shanav Amala, Yitain Truma Lasham. Anybody who's over 20 needs to give it. And this part is very important. Hashir Lo Yarbe, Vadal Lo Yamit, B'Machatis HaShakal, Basis Truma Lasham, Lachaper Al Nashav Ozecham. What's the point over here? It doesn't matter, it's kapara. Also, how much do you give? Dafka achati shekel. Everything is machatis a shekel. Okay, what does that connect between that and Purim? So, many of them farsha point to Haman's claim to Achashverosh and the justification to want to destroy the Jewish people. What does it say? Vayomer Haman lemelech Achashverosh is in Paragimel and Megillas Esther. Yeshu am echad mufuzar umufurad mina amim. B'chol midinos machosecha, b'nasem shonos mikol am v'zda da'atzom lecha ino osim v'lemelech in shavet la'nicham. What does he say? There, people are not like us, but more than that, what does he start with? What's the ikker problem?
They're spread out.
V'memelech tov yikosid la'avadim v'aseres alfim kikar kesef eshkol shkalim ayidei osim ha'amelecha la'vi es Ginzei Hamelach. What do we see from over here? What? There's a lack of achdus, right? There's a lack of achdus, and many of the before should point out that how did we rectify that lack of achdus? We could thank Waxman for making it popular in Perek Dalad. But Tomer Esther Lashiv El Mordechai Leich Kenos Eskal Yudim Anim Tayim B'Shushan. Bitsumo alai val tachu val tashu shlo shes yamim. You should know that the pasuk continues. Chosu yamim laila biyam gamani benarosai atzum ka kain uvechein aval amelach asher lo kadas kasher avadeti avadeti. Right. That's a pasuk. Yeah. This, what?
It's a wild pasuk.
Exactly. Yeah. Very very famous parts. Anyways, yes. So, what was the rectification? Was the achdus of Leich Kenosis Kol Yehudim? It was the coming together for the tshuva that Am Yisrael was going to partake in together, and hopefully by counteracting the Yeshu Am Echad Mufuzar Mufra Bina Amim. So then we have the schus of defeating Haman because of Leich Kenos. Okay, what does that have to do with what we're talking about over here? Very, very simple. That the purpose of Machatz Shekel, what do we see? That it was? What? To bring it together, right? Everybody needs a half a shekel. Right? The rich person can't give more. The poor person can't give less. Everybody needs together. And clearly the idea of giving a half is that to create a certain sense of achdus, no matter what your social or financial status may be, everybody needs each other to survive. Okay, now, so we have three approaches. What are the approaches we have? Approach number one was?
Korbanos.
That was approach number one. Approach number two was? Korbanos of ourselves, exactly. And approach number three we had?
Achdus,
excellent, okay. Now, just to point out, I mean, the Ramban points out, just in terms of the actual mitzvah of giving the shkal, remember we spoke about how there's a discrepancy in terms of the age. So the Ramban, of course, according from the Rambam, says, well, it depends on what we're referring to. The initial giving over to the Trumas HaMishkan was 20. a person who's 20 years old needed to give over to that. It was the initial truma. That's what it's talking about in Kisisa. And then afterwards, subsequently, every single year, somebody who's 13 years old needs to give. Why? Because it's the chaper al nafsho seicham, order to bring the karbanos, and they need kapara as well. So that's what the Ramban points out. I want to go back to this Mishnah Berurah. What does the Mishnah Berurah say over here? Mishnah Berurah commenting on the initial Ramah that we had. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Mi ben chaf lamala, zeu ladas, ravadi mi bar tanura. So, the shita that you must be 20 years old, come from Ravadi mi bar tanura. Okay, good. Aval tos yantiv kasu, shaposim cholkim. Right? Once again, echoing what the Kitzur said. Some people say, the Yitzhak Yantav in particular, that already from 13 year chayiv, Machat Shako. Veli Rabba Kasav, the Kozer that rak Medina. All that just Medina. Hava Mina Guldi Tain Ba'ad Banavakitanim. To even give for the Banavakitanim, the Isha Mu'uberes Ba'ad Vlada. And even for a woman who is pregnant for her fetus as well. Eat a bemesha kokot to jizkil of the lishkal aide shuv in a posek.
Does that mean for, like, a pregnant woman would get two?
Correct, exactly. Yes, which is similar to agav, a different halacha. I believe the Ramah paskins in Hilchos Yom Kippur that when it comes to kaparos, that a pregnant woman also is chayiv to do two kaparos, one for her and one for her fetus. This is a very large discussion, which we don't need to get into right now. Wow. Exactly what is the status of a fetus? Right. Is a fetus considered a living human being, or is it considered, you know, just uber yerechimo, uber lav yerechimo? What's the lashon of the Gemara? There's an interesting piece by, if I'm not mistaken, in the Moadim Uzmanim by Rav Sternbach on that Ramah in... when it comes to Yom Kippur, when it comes to Kaparos, where he tries to be Mazvir, if I'm not mistaken, one of the Mepharshim, maybe the Gra, I don't remember offhand, says that we see from the Ramah that we hold Uber Lav Yerechimo, which seems to be against what the Ramah says, because the Ramah says that she has to actually do Kaparos, not just for herself, but even for her pregnancy. So he tries to determine these things. Just in case you're very, very curious, if you want to know more about this, the main sugyas when it comes to this are probably located in Sanhedrin, on Daf, in the sugyas of Rodef. Okay? There's a Mishnah in Aholos that it quotes over there. Also, a Gemara in Meseches Erchin, I think it's on Daf Zion, that deals with a woman who is going to be taken out to be killed, right? So the halacha is that we don't, even if she's pregnant, she's chai misa, we don't wait for her to give birth. So, this famous Rashi, the Rashi seems to imply that a fetus is not considered alive. It says it's pretty consistent throughout Shas, that a fetus is not considered alive until it's yachil avya olam. However, Tosos is Lav Dafka's both those things, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin actually sounds a little bit more like Tosos, that a fetus may be considered, at the very least, a Rodef. The Rambam also quotes this in certain situations, and if you're Rodef, you might be somebody who's alive, and the only dispensation to have the abortion or to kill the baby would be if it rises the status of a Rodef. Okay, this gets into a big, big mess of Machokas Aposkim. Once again, not to get into right now, but I'm talking anyway, so might as well just talk. Between Rav Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezer famously gives a heter for abortion up until, anybody know?
3 months.
7 months. It sounds arbitrary. I don't really know where he gets it. He writes it in a couple of contexts. He writes it both when it comes to Tesax. And okay, so the Tesax is a little bit more, I don't know, obvious, but it's a little bit more something that we can relate to more. But he also gives it for, and right now,
right?
Mongolian syndrome. You know what that is? That was a derogatory term to use now, but in the Tshuva, that's what he writes. It's referring to Down syndrome babies. That for a Down syndrome, if you find out that in utero the baby has Down syndrome and the parent would be unable to, or psychologically, whatever, in terms of their mental capacity to bring the baby to term, the Tzitz Eliezer writes that with consulting with a Rav and consulting with the doctor, that there would be dispensation up until about 7 months into the pregnancy to have an abortion. Rav Moshe famously, in his tshuva,
will not even identify the Tzitzel by name. He just says, Yesh Menahel. There's a Menahel in the Beit Chalim in Eretz Yisrael who is, you know, allowing for these things to happen. And he calls it Ritzicha or Shvichas Damim. I forgot exactly which term he uses. So in no uncertain terms, Rav Moshe thinks that abortions are highly, highly problematic. There is, I don't know why I keep on doing this, there is one, there's a Sri De'esh that points to Gemara Maseches Yevamos that seems to imply that a fetus up until 40 days is Maya Ba'alma, which is just water, and since it's just water, so it could be that there's a heter to have an abortion, even if you think it's problematic, from the time of conception up until 40 days. Peseder, that's like, okay, a rundown of the basic entire sugya without actually going through the Gemaras. I don't know why I did that, but whatever. Yes?
Yeshivara, when he says that the minhag is to give the body and the fetus, but the father be chai for ever and so on.
Sorry, say it again?
The fetus.
What? What's that to do with abortion?
Where he says that the
woman. Oh, I mean, Lechora. I mean, he doesn't get into it, but it seems as if that if you think the minhag is to give for the Uber, so then you should always give for the Uber. You know? Okay, great. So why do we do all of this? So what I really wanted to discuss with you is, you know, these are like more, I know this is more drushy than, let's say, halakhic that we normally get into when it comes to our chaburas and shirim. However, I think, and this is really important, and this is an important step in terms of your own limud of halakha and developing things, is to be able to see the lamdas that exists even within the makshava, because there are lamdish ramifications for these answers that you're giving. And what do I mean by that? We have a machlokas about how old a person should be when they start giving makhat to shekel. What is that machlokas tali on? Why would you say one way or another?
What's the purpose?
What's the purpose of giving makhat to shekel? Think about it. Let's go through all the answers. Ready? According to the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, the reason for Makat Shekel seems to be totally on what? On Korbanos. Or, you know, so therefore, whatever the halachas were, in terms of donating to the, you know, Beis HaMikdash, in terms of the Shekel of every single year, that should be what you're obligated when it comes to the Makat Shekel. So, would Ketana be Chayiv?
No.
No, of course Ketana wouldn't be Chayiv. Because Ketana are not Chayiv in Korbanos. Okay, there's a machlokas about whether it's 13 or 20. That's what you have to get into, like I said, that Ramban is helpful, and the Rambam, in terms of knowing whether it was always 13 or 20, or whether there's Tzvei Dinim, the initial giving versus going forward. Okay, fine. The second approach was the Maral's approach. What did the Maral say? Kapara. I have a question. Who was Haman trying to kill?
Everybody.
Nashim, Vitaf, Yom Echad. Yes? Minar biad zakein. I just did pasuk out of order. I don't know why. Okay, ready? Now that's true. So then, who should be chayiv?
Everybody,
including you.
Ubarim
b'meimo. Weren't they also besakana?
Yeah.
Were they? Of course they were besakana. And since they were besakana, therefore they should also be chayiv. You can understand that chita. And if you hold, it's about the achdus. Okay, so then what you'll say is, you know, that then you have some wiggle room, exactly how you want to go. Maybe you say from 13 and on, if you're concerned about the achdus, then that's a certain amount of achrayas that people have. So we start holding people responsible for their actions when they come to bar mitzvah. Nothing to do with kofar nafsh or not kofar nafsh. Maybe you want to go earlier, maybe you want to go later. You'll probably have some flexibility. But lefachot, at least what we can see from here is, the reason behind why you have to give makat to shekel may very significantly play into the age in which one is chayiv in order to give it. Just very quickly, in terms of the amount that one has to give, so we already said that the Ramah writes that it's 3 half coins in the current currency that you're living in, right? We saw that, and therefore, like, in America, it was always difficult to find those half dollars. You know what I'm talking about? Here, it's Baruch Hashem, much easier to find half shekelim. It's not so hard. Yes? Okay. What? No, it's not hard. I don't think so. Okay. Rav Avadia points out in the Chavadas that for Svardim, it actually needs to be the value of Makat Shekel in the Zman of Moshe Rabbeinu, which would be 10 grams of pure silver. That's what he holds. So what you would have to do is you would have to go and look up exactly what 10 grams of pure silver and, you know, give that amount and switch it for the currency. So for the Ramah, you're only chayiv in machat shekel, the actual, like, a shekel and a half for yourself. If you're smarty, then you have to figure out the value of 10 grams of silver and then be poda it through the machat shekel, and that's how you'd be able to give it over. This machlok is also, may, like I said, tie into the reason, correct? Rav Avadya clearly thinks that the makor is like what they did by Moshe Rabbeinu, Parshas Kisisa, right? And the Ramah is open to interpretation. It may have something to do with that, and they just have a flexible get there. Or maybe it has to do with the fact that Bizman, or where you are, in order to give over the money, in order so you could be saved, the Kofar Nafsha, whatever the case may be, so we need to give Shkalim in order to be mocked in the Shkalim Shalhaman. That is certainly a possibility. Okay, so this brings us to the end of this shir, and Mir Tashem, we should be Zocha to be mocked in our Shkalim to the Shkalim Shalhaman. Realize the achdus that we could create and give ourselves over like karbanos to the Ribono Shel Olam.